Okay. So could you tell me your name and how old you are and where you're from?
My name's Charlie Shea. I'm 11 years old, and I'm from Morgantown, West Virginia.
And where are we right now?
We're in Osage, West Virginia.
Can you tell me about Osage?
Yeah. Well, a long time ago, there were a bunch of trains that would just run through Osage, and Eleanor Roosevelt came here a long time ago, and there were not many buildings, and most of the buildings got torn down in Osage and got rebuilt. And when I've heard stories that when my grandma lived here, there was a bar right outside her house and it burnt down. And my mom used to, like, be there sometimes. And my mom grew up, she moved to Cheat Lake. And my grandma has never left Osage. Her mom used to live here, and there were, like, coal mines, like, right below Osage. And, yeah.
Do you know what your grandmother's family did here?
Kinda. Well, I know that my grandma had 8 brothers, and her mom died when she was 16. So, I didn't really learn much about her mom. I learned what her brothers did, by Uncle David. David Coulter, he worked in the coal mines for 35 years, and he used to mine right under this building. And before this building was built and owned by my grandma, it was a coal mining garage where they would park, or they would have all these tools that they need in this building, and it was really small. And then it, like, went on to a garage where we'd park our cars. And then now my grandma made it into a museum.
So is that why we're here today?
Yeah. And my grandma built this museum especially for people to come in and learn about how, like, learn about the coal mines and how Osage was made.
And how long have you been coming to the museum?
My whole life. I came, my first time at the museum was when I was 2 months old. Actually, no, right after I got out of the hospital. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks of birth, and then I came to the museum for the first time, and it was cool. I can't remember much. But now I look back and I see, like, everything has, a lot of things have changed.
Like what?
Like, right behind us, the paintings, they weren't here. And that picture wasn't in here.
Do you know who that is?
I can't remember. My grandma told me once, but
John Lewis.
Yeah.
Who are some of your friends here?
Well, the first couple people that I, like, know and, like, I've known for a long time is John Propes and George. And I just met Sarah.
Is that George Saris? Saris?
Yes, Saris. Yes. And my Uncle David. And I have, like, a lot of other people that come, and it's really fun.
What happens on a Saturday?
Well, the museum's open from 10 to 2, and a lot of people start coming at about 12. And, like, it just starts piling in. And then there's, like, 25 to 30 people here every Saturday. And it's just cool to see everybody come and have a great time, and people, like, see me outside and they come up to me or at my school and they're like, I heard about the museum. It sounds really fun. I want to go sometime. It's really cool.
Nice. What are some stories that you've heard people tell here at the museum?
Well, that when my grandma was little, Eleanor Roosevelt came here. Or no, my grandma wasn't even born, I don't think. But Eleanor Roosevelt walked the streets of Osage, and I've heard stories like that Albert used to practice singing in the old garage here.
That's Albert Anderson?
Yes, Albert Anderson. And I just heard a story today. I forget who it was, but they owned the Owl Shoe Shop. And right when he passed away, Owl came in, took his place, and it's become Al Anderson's shoe shop. And it's just really cool to look back at the pictures and see how Osage was before and what it's turned into be now. Like, in one picture that I looked at, there was, like, this big train just running through Osage, and there was, like, these, like, tiny cars and Volkswagens. And it was really cool to, like, there's a bunch of books here that you can turn through and look at all the thing that Osage was before.
Why is it important to you?
It's important to me because I realized that my family grew up here and my grandma owned this museum, but my great-grandma turned it into what it is now, or helped, before she passed away. So when my grandma can't run the museum anymore, I want to take the privilege of running it. And I think it's important to me because I didn't come here when the trains would run or the old cars, but Osage is a really old place, and you can see that because some of the buildings are old, and it's really cool because, like, right up the road it looks like just a normal city, and then when you turn into Osage it takes you back so far. And yeah,
cool. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That when I was little and we had our street fairs, I used to, like, walk around and everything and learn about the different coal mines and stuff. But I wanted to share a fact that right under the street that you ride in Osage, there was this whole, there's still, I don't know, a whole tunnel that they used to come through and coal mine. And that school up there, my great-grandma went to, my grandma went to, and it's still there.
Wow.
It's really cool.
Great. Do you know what heritage your family is?
No. I don't.
Well, anything else?
Not that I know of.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, what'd you think of your first interview?
That was awesome.